VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday said that for many years, Mexico has not been cooperative to curb the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. He said he believes a new agreement will alleviate the problem. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump hails Mexico's commitment, but says if for some unknown reason such cooperation fails, we can always go back to our previous very profitable position on tariffs. On Fox News Sunday, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan underscored the point.
There's a mechanism to make sure that they do what they promised to do, that there's an actual result, that we see a vast reduction in those numbers.
Mexico's U.S. Ambassador Martha Barcena Coqui tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S., Mexico, and Central American nations are all working together on the migrant crisis.
We will continue to have technical talks almost weekly and then to evaluate constantly what is going on in these 90 days.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kong residents marched Sunday against legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. This is the largest demonstration the city has seen in years. The bill would allow the city to extradite suspected criminals to China and Taiwan. The chief executive, Carrie Lam, has said such changes would close legal loopholes, but the changes have raised international concern about the future of Hong Kong's legal system. In the western Canadian city of Vancouver, hundreds of people protested outside the Chinese consulate in solidarity with the demonstrations in Hong Kong. Thousands of immigrants from Hong Kong settled in Vancouver in the 1980s and 1990s ahead of the 1997 handover of Hong Kong from Britain to China. Western-based activists who speak out against human rights violations in China fear they may longer be able to travel to Hong Kong. This is VOA News. A lawyer for a prominent Russian journalist detained on drug charges has filed a complaint with the country's top investigative body, saying police used violence against him while in custody. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Ivan Golovanov was taken to a Moscow court after he complained of feeling poorly in police custody. During the hearing, he denied being involved with drugs. Following his release, one of Golovanov's lawyers filed a complaint, saying police used violence against him while in custody, which they deny. Police are alleging they found 4 grams of a synthetic stimulant in Golovanov's backpack, but many journalists suspect the arrest was retribution for his investigative reporting. I'm Sarah Bassett.
It was a day for a parade as thousands came out for the 62nd annual National Puerto Rico Day parade along New York City's Fifth Avenue. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Puerto Rican pride was on display everywhere you looked, with flags waving and people cheering as notables went by on floats like Ricky Martin, who was the Grand Marshal. Actor Danny Canelo was marching with his city flag.
I'm proud of my heritage, proud to be from the most beautiful city in Puerto Rico, Loíza.
And Puerto Rico's devastation by Hurricane Maria was not forgotten. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the city will erect a permanent memorial.
Puerto Ricans are American citizens, and what the federal government did was a disgrace.
Other politicians taking part included Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but one notable absence was Mayor de Blasio, who was out of town campaigning for president. At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Moldova has plunged deeper into political crisis. On Sunday, the nation's constitutional court stripped the pro-Russian president of his power over his failure to form a new government. Lawmakers have been deadlocked for months. The court on Sunday also appointed the former prime minister as interim president. Pavel Filip immediately dissolved the parliament and called for snap elections on September 6th. A fast-moving wildfire took hold in a California amusement park Sunday, forcing hundreds of visitors to shelter in place while firefighters worked to contain that blaze. The fire at Six Flags Magic Mountain and Hurricane Harbor, north of Los Angeles, sent ashes and debris raining down on the heads of park visitors. The park eventually closed for the day and visitors were evacuated. L.A. County fire officials said 9 people were taken to the hospital for smoke exposure. At last report, the blaze was only about 30% contained. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.